You have reached Good Clover's roadside assistance. My name is Brianna. Are you calling from a safe location?
I am, but I'm kind of in the middle of the road, like my parking lot, so I'm not really safe, but I mean, I am safe.
Okay. And can I please have your first and last name?
Ananda, Anandaa, and my last name is Miles, Miles.
And what will be a good callback number?
202-938-6402.
And is the vehicle in the safe zone for a provider to come out and pick up the vehicle?
Yeah, it's
Okay.
fine. You can get
Okay.
it.
And would you like to receive a mobile text for the status of your service
Please.
today?
Yes, please.
Right. Would you have your policy number available?
Give me just a second. MD174091.
Right. So I have here M as in Mary, D as in dog, 174091.
Yes.
Okay. For security reasons, could you please verify the address on the policy?
Sure, 9225 Traders Crossing, Laurel, Maryland, 20723.
What is the year, make, and model of the vehicle we're going to be servicing today?
It's a 2016 Jeep Wrangler Unlimited.
And what color?
Black.
And what are the issues I have on the vehicle today?
I had taken it to the shop, and I would like it to be towed to the shop again because they were supposed to fix a part on my gas light, and they like didn't do it right. So I don't know if it ran out of gas, or I don't know if it just like is losing gas. So basically that was like what the problem started as.
So you're having gas needle issues?
Yes.
Okay. Is it able to shift into neutral?
I tried. It's like stalling when I turn it on. I'm right outside of my parking lot. I'm just not in a spot. I'm literally in the middle of the roundabout. If I could get it to go neutral, I would just like pull it into a spot, but it like won't. It's stalling, so.
So you're having gear issues as well?
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
So was it able to shift?
No, and it looks like my check
When you
engine
press
light.
the brakes, did you press the brakes and try to move the?
Yeah,
Okay.
I have it in neutral, and like I don't have the car all the way on though, because it seems like when I try to turn the car all the way on.
So it's still able to shift.
Oh wait, it's turned on now. Oh no, it went off. It like started and then it just went right off.
So you were able to shift the gear? Okay,
It moved.
good, good. And the keys is currently with you, correct?
Yes.
Will you be there when the provider picks up the vehicle?
Yeah, I will. I'm right outside of my house, so.
All right. Would you like the provider to give a call before arriving to the vehicle?
Yeah, and if you could, do you have about like an estimated time? I'm a little worried that I'm like right in the middle of this roundabout and I'm scared. I have my flashers on, but, like, I don't want anyone to, like, run into me.
So you're not in a safe location?
I mean, no, I don't feel safe. Like,
what? Well, try to call the authorities so they can push you into a safe location, and then we can be able to.
Yeah. Do I have to call them?
Yes, ma'am. You would have to call them so they can be able to push you into a safe location. Because if you're not in a safe location, the provider won't even come and help because their life is in danger as well.
Well, I'm like, I just don't want it to be here this long. Like, if it's going to be a long time.
It shouldn't take a long time, but it varies between different providers, honestly. I don't want to give you a time, and you're expecting that time, but it's not actually that time. Yes, ma'am. So once we get everything set, and I reach out to different providers and I get you a provider set up, then you would know the exact time of what time that your provider should show up.
So do I have to call 911?
Yes, ma'am. To get pushed into a safe location, they should be able to, you know, stop traffic, you know, for you.
I mean, it's not even that I'm in traffic. I'm just...
Yes, I understand. But you were saying, as you know, you might get hit. So if someone is coming, they see a police officer, they're going to slow down automatically.
Okay,
you know?
I'll call them. I just literally, it's like I'm right in front of a spot. My car won't drift.
Right. But they should be able to help you, you know, drift it to the side, you know, because I know you're by yourself and you're going to need a little help. But you can just give them a call, and I can place a note onto the account once you get everything set with, you know, with the officer and everything, that you'll give a call back in. We can finish up the ticket. As in,
you want to
go ahead?
No, I want to go ahead and do it because I need
Okay. But if you move, that's what I was saying. If you move, you might be in a different location. So you want to map and locate now,
no,
or you want to just wait until you get moved?
No, it'll be in the same location.
Okay. So it will be at the home address?
Yeah, it'll be at the home address.
And that drop-off location?
It'll be, so it's the Oarsman Jeep that the service. So it's 5410 Butler Road. And that's Bethesda, Maryland.
And it's at the Oarsman Jeep Service Center?
Yes.
Okay. All right, got you mapped and located. Okay, so it says here your benefit covers up to 15 miles, but we calculated this tow is 28 miles. If you are above your benefits by 13 miles, if you choose to proceed, what payment options do you have available?
They told me they'll pay for it, so the dealership. So
do you know his name and number?
Yeah, his name is Huey, and I can give you the number.
How would you spell his first and last name?
I don't know the last name, but his first name is H-U-E-Y.
H-U-E-Y?
Yes.
And what would be that phone number I can reach him by?
Yeah, 301-246-8635.
Right. Does he have an email? I would have to get that information from him.
Probably from him. I had his card, but I don't have it anymore, so probably from him.
Okay. Give him a call. Get that extra information. All right, so I have you mapped and located, and we're all set here. Now we'll be talking with Huey with the payment plan. And you should receive that text message with the driver's name, number, and also how long it should take them to arrive in about 10 to 15 minutes.
Okay, and I just go ahead and call 911 and just ask them to pull me over.
Yes, you're in an unsafe location and I need to be in a safe location. Just let them know. They should be able to help.
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. You have a nice day.
You too. Bye.